Zoomer Radio, home of the original greatest hits and the Traveling Wilburys. End of the line. Okay, they're a super group of the 80s. Can you name me two of the Traveling Wilburys?
Yeah, Tom Petty and Roy Orbison.
Good for you.
Yes.
Nice. Okay.
Yes.
I thought, let's see if Jane knows.
I do.
Jane knows. Okay, so you're listening to The Morning Zoom with Andy and Jane, and I'm Dean in for Andy. All yours, Jane.
This is a very special week. We are celebrating the 100th anniversary of the birth of Marilyn Monroe, not just at the MZTV Museum of Television, where among Moses' collection is her 1957 Magnavox black and white television, but also here at Zoomer Radio, where we are excited about a new stage production called American Devotion, which begins tomorrow at Crowe's Theatre here in Toronto. Play takes us back to 1957, to the Connecticut farmhouse shared by Marilyn Monroe and her celebrated playwright husband, Arthur Miller, in an event that never happened.
Mm-hmm.
Joining us to talk about the show in studio, we thank you so much for coming to the Zoomerplex, is the writer of American Devotion, Franca Miraglia. Good to have you. Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning, Dean and Jane. I'm so thrilled to be here.
I love how she put my name first. You're a star. So speaking of names, Marilyn Monroe is an iconic name. I'm like right off the hop, I'm intrigued by this. The poster looks great. It just, the whole thing makes me want to be there.
Thank you. And it is a great serendipity that we're launching in the month of June, as you said, celebrating the 100th anniversary of her birth. And this is something that's being celebrated around the world. The number of events and activities and museum special features, it's just so wonderful to see that Marilyn Monroe has lasted as a legacy for this long, you know, and beyond just being, you know, the glamorous actress that she was, but for a lot of other reasons, you know.
Well, what inspired you to write this story, this fictional story, which, you know, we want you to tell us a little bit about, but not give it all away?
Yeah, of course. No spoilers. You'll have to come and see it. So it is an evening. It's a fictional evening that never happened. And this is a subgenre of plays about fictional evenings that never happened. And I was intrigued because I read the autobiography of Arthur Miller, and in it, he just made a passing reference that Norman Mailer was desperate to meet Marilyn Monroe, and he happened to live just down the street from them. And he makes a comment, which is, he thought that maybe if they had one day invited him over, that it would have actually stopped Mailer from writing this very negative, kind of salacious book about Marilyn Monroe when she died. And I thought, oh, that's probably not the way it would all play out. And then I started wondering what would have happened if that evening actually happened and if Mailer had been able to wangle an invitation. Because at the time, Arthur Miller and Marilyn Monroe were pretty reclusive, you know. And there was a lot of publicity around how odd their marriage was as the beauty and the brains.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought, wow, what if in the middle of that we interject Norman Mailer?
Mm-hmm.
And of course, this is also in the backdrop of Arthur Miller having just been called to testify in front of the House of Un-American Activities as part of McCarthyism.
The book that Mailer wrote, you know, I flipped through it. It wasn't that you have in studio here. This is very well thumbed, which indicates that, you know, it's a lot of people have gone through that, are intrigued by that that the mystique that surrounds her. But it does seem that he was almost obsessed with her, especially knowing that he'd never met her.
Yes, and in fact, in Arthur Miller's biography, he calls it a sneering, vengeful book that paints a really negative picture of her and Arthur Miller as well. And so this idea that Norman Mailer, never having in real life met Marilyn Monroe, decided to write this book, I mean, part of Arthur Miller's hypothesis is that he was desperate because he had had so many divorces, Norman Mailer had, that he was desperate for some money and this was just a quick buck. And of course, we know that Marilyn Monroe was at the mercy of a lot of people mm-hmm. trying to right. make a quick buck at her on
and
her expense.
What do you think? Why do you think she was so misunderstood?
Well, I think to start off with, you have to look at the obvious thing. She's a gorgeous woman with a beautiful body. And initially in her career, she started off as a pinup model. And I think the world has always kind of, you know, a blonde bimbo, a starlet, you know, I think the world has always kind of diminished the value of attractive blonde women. And what she did was she turned it around and she fought the studios. She started her own production
company.
She was
put on hold for a while, wasn't she? She wasn't, like, they punished her.
That's right.
And she fought back.
That's right. She fought back. There was also a period where photos that she had taken when she was really young had appeared in Playboy. And Playboy yeah. had bought those photos and put them in their first issue without her consent, without her getting a dollar. Hmm. In fact, she makes a comment that she had to even go out and buy the magazine herself because nobody even bothered to give her a free copy.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Different time completely.
Okay, so this is, we're previewing tomorrow and officially opening Thursday.
Thursday,
is that
that's right. Exactly.
The opening. Okay.
Yep.
And the good news is we're also going to be giving away some tickets and we're going to start to do that next hour.
Yeah,
so.
Right.
I'm looking forward to being there. I'm looking forward to seeing this myself. And again, it's directed by Mario Del Monte.
That's right. Yep.
Okay.
And written by Franca Miraglia.
Miraglia.
And we thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah.
And
thank you
all
for
the
your
best
time.
With American Devotion at Crow's Theater, crowstheater.com for more information. And stick around to win tickets. Thank you.
Thank you very much.